But right now, though, we got Yanki a little earlier than usual. I'm really pleased that we can do the Israel report a little earlier. Yanki Faber, what a great thing. 2 days in a row, we really got lucky. Thanks for being with us on Chai FM. You there? We got you.
Yeah, 1 second, please. Okay, we have to do it quickly because a lot of things are going on now in Israel. Trump is meeting President of Lebanon, and Trump said he's going to attack Iran like there is no tomorrow. And what we've seen till now, it's nothing like what we're going to see. And that Israel is willing to make peace with Lebanon. And Lebanon wants to make peace with Lebanon, and he spoke very nicely about the president of Lebanon. Basically, he's threatening to destroy what's left of Iran, quite a lot left. And that's the story, basically, now. And that's what I'm covering now.
And Yanki, do you believe a word he says? Because I'm not so sure I do. I'm just looking at some of the headlines that were coming out today. Trump vows to make Iran pay for killing soldiers. And yet, on the other hand, U.S. intelligence report is said to assess that the current strikes won't change Iran's stance. So, it's not like...
Yeah, well,
if he doesn't go the whole way, he's going to achieve nothing, is what I'm saying.
No, but... Look, it depends on each newspaper where he gets the information. If he gets the information from Iran, so the Iranian people say, we're not going to surrender, we don't care, and we're not worried about being attacked. And if you ask sources from the American side, then you hear different things. It depends where you get information from. That's very important. Every time when I read one of those big newspapers, I always wonder where did they got the information. So... If it's Iran, we're not scared, we don't care what's America attacking us, then you know the information came from Iran. So it's obvious. Now, look, okay. Donald Trump, America is bringing over to Israel planes day after day, tons of planes, every war planes, petrol planes, and so many weapons. Donald Trump is not sending over planes just for fun, and he's definitely going to attack. How strong? I don't know. But Israel really wants to attack this crazy mountain in Iran, where under Iran it's about 150 meters, really, really deep. They have uranium. This is what CNN reported today, that Israel knows that under the mountain in Iran, 150 meters down, there is uranium. So... Israel and America are going for it.
Yanki, that's a serious issue. I was going to raise that with you. That's apparently the infamous Pickaxe Mountain in Natanz. I didn't know it was 150 meters under. That is interesting. Has America got the bombs to be able to penetrate that kind of a depth? Because apparently, by the way, they've also moved thousands of centrifuges into that facility.
Exactly. So America wants to destroy it. Now, it's not so easy. You need to throw one bomb, and then the first bomb opens the place, and then another bomb, and then another bomb. I don't know, maybe five or six bombs till you actually get to the bottom. If America has enough bombs, I don't know. But I read today in one of the big newspapers, I just don't remember which one, that America has the bombs. They don't have many, but they do have enough to destroy it. I think I don't remember one of the big newspapers this morning. And yeah, America has it, and America will do it with Israel, together with Israel. This time Israel will join the attack.
What's the game changer here, Yanki? Was it the fact that the Iranians wanted to assert total control over the Straits of Hormuz? Is that the big difference here? Because I'm thinking from a Trump perspective, nothing has changed. He's still got his midterms. He's still got his American MAGA public who doesn't want people fighting foreign wars. And he's still got his American citizens who don't want to pay more at the pump. Nothing has changed for Donald Trump.
Yeah, but no, there's one thing that Trump and Netanyahu wants to do before the Israeli election and before November election in America. Destroy the nuclear weapon of Iran. Once the nuclear weapon will be destroyed for good, and this is what Israel and America were aiming now, then Israel and America will stop. Then the war will stop. Will stop completely, America will go away, and Israel, and that's will stop.
So what was that MOU? Was everybody just posturing and playing games and making nice for the newspapers?
Yeah. Yeah, just Israel and America are preparing themselves to attack Iran like crazy. So they need time, and they need many planes, many bombs, and they're preparing. And in 1 day or 2 days, 3 days, Caesar is going to attack, and this is going to be the last one, the last attack, and then the war will stop.
Yanki, but meanwhile, also a very fascinating article in the Times of Israel this afternoon, which I'm not sure is getting the attention that it possibly deserves, and it's this. Kuwait says that Iran hit power and water plants as Tehran steps up attacks on the region.
They did.
I mean, if they start hitting water plants in neighboring countries, that's a massive escalation, Yanki.
Yeah, but nobody talked too much about it because, tell you why, Kuwait and UAE and Bahrain and Saudi Arabia, they don't want Iran to attack them more. So they don't talk much about it, but it's really bad for them. And Israel is waiting to take revenge, I can tell you. And once Israel will attack crazy, like there's no tomorrow. And Iran is going to be in big, big trouble. That's why actually Iran is not attacking Israel. Now, yeah, Kuwait is suffering, Saudi Arabia is suffering, Bahrain is suffering, Jordan is suffering a lot. A lot of rockets are being sent to Jordan. Now, you know, all this Gulf war, all these Gulf states are cowards. You know, they're scared to talk, scared to do anything.
Yeah, they can't take
it. Yeah, but, you know, they can get, all together and, you know, attack Iran like crazy. They don't want to do it because they're scared. I tell you why. Because what's going to happen after Trump is going? So you're going to have a different prime minister in America that is not going to, you know, he's not going to care too much about the Gulf states. That's why they don't want to take, you know, they don't want to, but they do attack quietly Iran. I can tell you, Saudi Arabia and UAE and Bahrain are attacking quietly Iran, but they're not publishing it. It's not being published. That's why you don't hear much about it.
Wow, Yanki, fascinating what you're saying. I mean, my take is just so different. My take is that it's going to push them closer to Iran because they know who the reliable partner is in the Middle East. America's shown itself to be untrustworthy, not a partner you can rely on. If I was a Saudi, I would be thinking, best I make my bed with the Iranians and not the Americans. That's
exactly
how I see
this. I agree with you. That's why they don't talk much, all these countries around Iran. You don't hear them saying things against Iran. Yeah, they're announcing every day. The minister of Bahrain is condemning attacking against Iran, blah, blah. Why are they attacking civilians? And we're doing everything we can to protect ourselves, blah, blah. They're not doing anything. They're just standing and aiming Patriots and some other rockets to try to stop Iran shooting at them. They're not doing anything.
Interesting. You still hold out hope that Trump will deliver. I see him as a Biden figure. In the same way as Biden left Afghanistan with his tails between his legs, I kind of wonder. Let's see how this thing plays out. I want you to talk to me about this.
Yeah, but okay.
Sorry, we've got about 4 minutes, and I want to get to the story that nobody's spoken about, at least here on the home run. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis announce a maritime blockade of Saudi Arabia. My goodness me, what is going on there?
Listen, it's crazy. Yemen are divided to three different, not countries, but three different regions, three different places, three different leaders. Three different leaders are leading Yemen. One is the Houthis. They work with Iran. They're friends with Iran. The other one is an international government that it's been recognized by the West and the United States. And then there is another government that it's been recognized by the UAE, but not the Saudis. Because they're very divided, the Yemenis. So each one is working on its own. So the Yemenis are attacking the international the government that is recognized by the West, and the other government that is only recognized by the UAE is attacking Saudi Arabia. And instead of this government go together with the government that's been recognized by the West, they don't work together, and each one is attacking the other one. It's like a whole mix. Nobody really knows who is against to who, but basically the Houthis are very happy that you know, those two governments are fighting between themselves. Saudi Arabia does not want the Houthis to use the airport in Sana'a, we call it, because they can use it, you know, to get weapons from Iran. So the Houthi are threatening Saudi Arabia. If you're not going to let us use their planes and this, we're going to attack the sea, ships on the sea. And everybody is threatening everybody, and nobody even knows who's attacking who. Trust me, nobody knows. If you Google it, no one knows. Even AI will not be able to tell you. I don't know. One country so poor, it's so poor. So many people die every day in Yemen. Every single day, people die for being hungry, for being with no water, no electricity. It's hot. They don't care. And they're fighting. I don't know what they're fighting
Yanky,
for.
So, Yanky, that's
they're
the issue. You would have thought the Saudi Arabians would have been able to take out the Houthis long ago, and yet they couldn't. So it's fascinating.
Yeah, they couldn't. They couldn't do it because Saudi Arabia Air Force. It's not the best air force in the world. You know why?
No.
Because the pilots in Saudi Arabia are not the best one like in Israel, like in America, like in other West countries. You know why? Because they only accept the family of the king to the air force.
Oh,
you know why?
Goodness,
because
no.
They are afraid that one of the pilots will eventually turn his plane and attack the pilots or kill the king. Because, there's different religions in Saudi Arabia. Some are Shiim, some are Houthi, some are Sunnim. So one of those pilots can, go wake up one morning, go crazy and say, I'm attacking my pilots because, I don't know, some reason. So the only pilots get accepted to the Saudi Air Force are from the family of the king. It's a massive family. So obviously you don't get the best ones. So that's why they don't have a good army.
Yanky, you're part of the world. What an interesting place it is. We're going to leave it there. It was great having you again. Toda rabba lecha. We will chat soon again, I am sure. And Bianca says, Yanky is hilariously honest. Typical Israeli. That he really, really, really is.